say a few words. I'm just so honored. And one of the things I want to talk about is, you know, there were people in the cattle industry back in the 70s that, you know, helped the Corky kid. You know, not everybody put bull test tools on my car. That actually happened. But there were good people like Ted Gilbert, Red River Feed Yard, Sam McElhaney, Gary Oden at McElhaney Feed Yard, Sam Benedict at Benedict's Feed Yard, and then W.D. Farr. First cattle handling talk I ever gave was at the Ensminger Stockman School in San Antonio, Texas. And well, I just want to mention a few other things. You know, I've been doing these press conferences out in Hollywood, kind of going back and forth between the cattle industry and talking to the public. We had a very interesting press conference out in Hollywood. You know, Emily Gerson-Sain is there. We had Nick Jackson and Claire Danes. And all the press wanted to talk about was how different cattle stuff worked. Yeah, how did slaughter plants work? And I didn't use a harvest word, called them slaughter plants. They were fine with that. You know, how do feed yards work? It was just curiosity. The public wants to know. And we need to be doing a much better job of communicating with the public. And the other thing we need to be doing is help these quirky kids. I'm seeing too many of these smart, quirky kids kind of going down the wrong kind of route. A lot of the schools have taken out the hands-on classes. You know, I was in 4-H when I was in high school. I was in the horse program. And we've got to find where the kid's got a strength. I was a visual thinker. The movie did a fantastic job of showing how my visual thinking works. Some of the sensory problems in autism, the anxiety problems, very, very clinically accurate. And I just have to end up, by the way, this is going to be out in DVD on August 17th. I do have to tell you that. And I just want to thank you so much.